You're listening to Men's Total Health. Call in now to ask about men's health with Dr. McGuire from the Walter Center of the North Shore University Health Center.
Welcome to the Men's Total Health Show. My name is David Hochberg. On the phone with us in Glenview from the John and Carol Walter Urological Center is Dr. Michael McGuire. How are you, Dr. McGuire?
Good afternoon.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, just living the dream, you know, that had a wonderful time trick-or-treating, beautiful Chicago weather, and now we're off on to the new holidays.
Yeah, I heard the police were called into Evanston for some creepy guy walking around in a doctor's outfit asking kids if they want prostate exams. So I didn't want to go there, but since you opened the show with that, I hear you posted bond and everything is good.
Well, you know, some people give out Reese's Pieces. Some people, you know, give prostate exams. Whatever it is, it goes from there.
That's right. 312. I'd rather have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Dr. Michael McGuire, Chief Urologist at the North Shore University Health Systems, John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital. You are the head penis guy over there, the head urological guy over there. I should just say urinary guy, right?
I take care of surgical diseases of the urinary tract and the male reproductive system.
All right. That's good to know. You're listening to the Men's Total Health Show. And today's topic, Doctor, we're going to be talking about testosterone. And that's you hear all these commercials. Not too many people pick up the paper anymore, but those of us that do see these commercials all the time, or advertisements, I should say, all the time for testosterone and low T and take this pill and can come and see us and you'll be hard as wood. I mean, I get these emails. I should send them to you. I swear to God. You know, it's from Maury Sakovich, and I had the hardest erection in years, and that's in the subject line. I'm like, great, Maury. That's great. Delete. So what exactly are all these ads talking about? And why should people be leery about going to these places instead of coming to a urological center, a urological hotbed, a urological groundbreaking in facility and research, which would be the John and Carol Walter Center of Urological Health at Glenbrook Hospital? So what are all these ads and this print and commercials on TV and on the radio talking about, Doctor?
This gets back to the Neanderthal concept of we're guys, we don't like to go to the doctor. We don't like to, you know, go and admit that we're having a problem. So there have been entrepreneurs who have figured out that, well, I'm going to talk to patients and I'm going to talk to people and say, hey, are you having trouble getting erections? Are you having problems with premature ejaculation? Are you having problems with this? And then come see me, and I'll be in a storefront, and you'll see me, and I'll just fix this one problem. So it's not like you're really going to the doctor. It's not like you're really admitting that you have a problem, and it's like going in to get a haircut. Well, this is really short-sighted, and that's what I want to talk about today, is many of these symptoms, as we've talked about before, many of these problems are a symptom of something bigger going on in your life, or treating these can cause a lot of problems. And so it's very important that you get this care through a real urologist, through a real center of excellence, not only just urologic, but all kinds of medicine. So because testosterone replacement, let's talk about that. You know, testosterone replacement has lots of risks to it. Now, most people tolerate it really well, but it's not something you want to just get from some random guy and who's not going to follow it correctly.
Are those places that you hear on TV and, you know, you hear on the radio and you read in the newspaper and you see online and all the stuff, are those guys licensed? Are those guys doctors? I mean, what are you walking into a storefront? Are you walking into a strip mall, dropping your pants in an examination room? And how do you know what type of certification that doctor has or that person that's grabbing your newts has got?
So they are undoubtedly there is a doctor associated with them. Now, that's they're monitored by the state and things like that. Doesn't mean they're a urologist. They can be any kind of doctor. And doctors who don't want to practice or have been fed up with it, or doctors who just want to be entrepreneurs, who are really in it more for the money than anything else, it's a very lucrative way to run a business, to have people come in for this. And then you don't have to worry about the side effects. In some of these institutions, and not all of them, but certainly some of them, if you have the complications, which can be significant, they just send you to the emergency room. They don't take care of their own problems. Well, that's not good medicine.
So they're feeding off of the weakness of every guy who wants to have an extremely powerful erection and knock the 3-2 fastball over the fence. And if you can't get that type of experience, you're just feeding on the emotions of being a failure. Because let's face it, you know, a guy can't get it up. It's kind of a big, it's a big letdown, right? It's a big ego kick. It's a big emotional letdown to yourself, and you know, you feel you let your partner down and all the other things. But it's like you said earlier, Doctor, all because, and we're talking about testosterone and testosterone levels and all the ads that you're hearing on the radio, seeing in print, seeing on the internet about, you know, come in here, low T. I mean, that seems to be the buzzword, Doctor, low T, right?
Low T
treatment.
For years, the problem was erections, not getting, you know, firm enough. And we've talked about before that there are ways we can get erections for almost everybody. And the way we've always done this is the injection medicine that you inject directly into the penis. What many of these facilities do is they bring you in there and then they sell you the medicine. And they sell you the medicine, that's the same medicine that we get. We get it, we have many different pharmacies that we get it from, but we get the cheapest medicine. They sell it to you at an increased rate.
Yeah, so, but they're selling it, hang on though, but you know, but they're selling it as their own proprietary herbal concoction that they've developed and got a proprietary patent, and you're saying that that's just bull.
I'm saying that there may be, but I have equally as effective numbers as they do, which I can get and are very standardized and have been proven by the government, proven safe, that are verified, and that are a significantly cheaper model for all of our patients.
Dispensed by a doctor in a medical facility under medical care, not just some PA, a physician assistant.
Right. It may be a physician, but a urologist. And the number one complication associated with the injections is that the injection works too well. We talk about the 4-hour erection. You hear that all the time on the Cialis ads, that if your erection stays for over 4 hours, go call your doctor right away. Well, why do they say that? Well, if your penis gets hard for 4 hours, your penis gets hard because it's got so much blood in that. That blood can clot. And if that blood clots and stays like that,
your penis falls off, yeah.
It gets permanently like that, and then it just kind of fibroses, and it doesn't work anymore.
And you got to buy new pants.
Well, but you don't need any more coat hooks.
That's right, exactly.
But no, really, the
you can rent yourself out for parties to hang things
exactly.
up. I understand.
But the reality is it leads to impotence, and it leads to decreased penile size, severe pain, all kinds of problems.
Well, so you could die from a blood clot, Doc. I mean,
right, but not this one. This you don't die from. But this is a significant problem where you can end up in the emergency room, you can end up in things like that, where you want a real doctor who knows how to take care of this, because sometimes we have to operate for these, and then we have to do lots of different treatments for this. So you want to know that the guy who's taking care of you is all over this, has access to a hospital, because sometimes the emergency room can't fix it, and sometimes you have to take him to the operating room. So you want a surgeon who knows how to fix this problem to give you this medicine.
All right, so I take a shot, right?
We said we weren't going to talk about that.
I know. Okay. All my medical records are open now. You know, forget about HEPA law. So, all right. Yeah. So I take a shot I got an erection for more than 4 hours. I run over to, actually, you're in my hospital. I would go to Glenbrook Hospital because that's the closest to where I live. I roll into the emergency room, which, and they just redid the emergency room, and it's beautiful, by the way. What do I say? Okay, I got a hard on for more than 4 hours. Dr. McGuire gave me the shot. He said this could happen. It's happening. What happens? Okay, so I'm in one of those beautiful new emergency room facility quads or boxes, whatever you want to call it, rooms. What do you do to get my erection down?
So they call me, and I say, get him in the room, get an IV, get him comfortable. I'm on my way. And the first thing we do is give you a shot of medicine, which basically counteracts what the other medicine is. It works sometimes. It doesn't work all the time. And the longer you've had the erection, the more likely it is. It's a very small shot directly into the penis and things like that. If that doesn't work, the next step is for me to take big needles, and we numb up your penis, and when they put these big needles in there and try and suck all that old blood out of there.
Good.
All right. If that doesn't work, then I take you to the operating room, and I make it so that the blood can get from the bad place to the good place, and we make shunts, and we do this. And so there are lots of different things we can do here, but if they require a doctor who's going to be there, they require a hospital facility, and they require a board-certified urologist.
312-521-8600 if you've ever had a erection for more than 4 hours. So, Brian, have you ever had, Brian Jones, our 20-some-year-old production, have you ever had the benefit of a four-hour erection, Brian? Just no, not, no, he's shaking his head no there, Dr. McGuire. So I would have to think of 24.
You sure that's his head?
I don't. I see his eyes and a nose, and that's
okay.
That's what I'm going with. Doctor, thanks for turning this blue. 312-521-8600. Hey, you know, the good news is that people could tune in and watch us video streaming now of the show, Doc. So I'm glad you're in Glenview because people would get to see you and probably turn on something else. So 312
face for radio.
Exactly. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Go to WGN.FM to download a podcast of this show at about 4 o'clock today and download a podcast of the previous shows. So, okay. So you go in. Is there any permanent damage that could, okay, if it's 4 hours and 10 minutes. Okay. So at the 4 hour mark, I'm driving down Finkston. Actually, I'm driving down Landwehr because that's how I would come in. I'd come in the back way, pop in there, go in the emergency room. Takes me 7 minutes to get there. So I'm at 4 hours and 12 minutes. Is every minute that goes or every 10 minutes that goes, what's
okay
happening?
You're probably okay for up to 6 hours. Okay. But that's why we get you there at 4 hours so we can start working on it and things like that. So, but yes, there is damage being done. And that's the point of this is that, you know, that you don't want decreased blood flow. It's just like you don't want decreased blood flow to your brain. That's what we call a stroke. Decreased blood flow to your heart. That's a heart attack. You know, it's the same thing, and it causes damage, and that's how things work. And so we want to make sure that we're getting good blood flow into the penis so that in the future it can get erect again and do all the things a penis is supposed to do.
What are some of the symptoms of low T, of low testosterone? Obviously not getting an erection or heart erection. What other symptoms are there if you're not sure that you're experiencing this, that you might think that you've got maybe mono or you've got something else, or if your partner is a little lackadaisical or is losing this and you know used to be more active, are there any short tail signs that somebody's got low testosterone, or is it case by case?
So, you know, that this is the new buzzword. So for years, there were these ads in the back of the paper about can you not get erection, things like that. Well, now these people have branched out, and there are more of these centers for people with low testosterone. Testosterone's a natural male hormone, all right? Testosterone, your testicles make two things. They make sperm, and they make testosterone. The testosterone is released into the bloodstream. That's what happens when a guy goes through puberty. The testosterone kicks in, gives you facial hair, it makes your lays down muscle, and helps you to make all these things. Well, as guys get older, we've noticed that their testosterones go down. And as testosterones go down, people have less interest in sex. They have less energy. They tend to put on weight. They tend to have higher, more likely to have diabetes. They have all kinds of symptoms from this, and they just feel fatigued. That's the most common general thing. So there are multiple tests you can do to predict whether you'll have low testosterone or not. But in fact, most guys, you know, who are overweight have some form of low testosterone. And it has been deemed that giving people testosterone may really benefit them, not only to feel better sexually, not only to feel better as far as their energy levels, but it might also get them off to lose weight, not need the medicines anymore, and things like that.
How much trouble can you do to the body, to the penis, to the, you know, urological system if, let's say, you're having problems getting erections and things like, you know, to that effect, but it's got to do with mental. It's got to do with stress, my wife and my three kids and my job and my parents and my uncle and this and that. And how much can that external effect impact the what's happening down below the belt? And what negative effect, if any, two-part question, if you will, doctor, I feel like I'm at a presidential press conference. And the second part of the question is, If those other symptoms are impacting your ability to get an erection, we're talking about testosterone today on the Men's Total Health Show. Dr. McGuire, Michael McGuire, chief urologist at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital. Dr. McGuire is the chief urologist at North Shore University Health Systems. How much negative impact, if at all, would a shot in the penis to get the penis hard when you've got all those other things going on, good or bad?
One of the downsides that people complain about with getting the shot, or one of the downsides people complain about, sometimes we actually put a device in the penis to make it so that you have the ability to get hard regardless of what you feel like, is it takes it away the emotional aspect. It just gives you a hard penis. And the injection gives you a hard penis, but if you don't feel the interest in it, you don't have any desire, now you got a hard penis and you don't want to do anything with it. Additionally, with the shots, these penises can stay hard for, you know, a couple hours. So now you've got an erection and you don't want to use it. Well, that's even a worse situation. There is the psychological disconnect between feeling like having an erection and the desire to have sex for some people is huge. And that we know that stress is a huge impact on all sexual function. That, to get an erection, your brain's got to be in the right mood. You got to have the desire. You've got to have some testosterone around. How much is enough? That's a real question. They did studies in men who we have taken away all their testosterone for prostate cancer. And 20% of men with no testosterone still get erections and have sex and do fine. So some people don't need testosterone to get erections, but 80% of guys do. So the same end, you need some testosterone. Then you got to have signals from your brain sent down your spinal cord to the penis to increase blood flow in and decrease blood flow out. Anything that affects a little bit of that, or anything that affects one of those areas major, like a spinal cord injury or poor blood flow, things like that, all these can add up and lead to getting poor erections. We often can't fix the problem of why aren't you getting an erection. We can bypass it to get you an erection. We're doing goal-directed therapy.
So it doesn't have any negative impact other than psychologically.
So getting the shot. Just getting an erection doesn't make you any, it doesn't do that. And it is, if you look at the men who have, for which the Viagra's of the world, if you take all comers, about 60% of men do well with it. But 80 to 90% of guys with psychogenic impotence, meaning that they're psychologically not right or they're too stressed or things like that, they work great with the Viagra. So for some guys, it's performance anxiety, things like that. It actually helps them to know that reliably I'm going to get an erection. I can do this. I give myself a shot. I know it's going to help because, they say that, you know, the second time you can't get it the first time is the true definition of anxiety. So, you know, that's what we have to do, is you have to make sure that you're on top of this. And for those guys who have such performance anxiety that it leads them to not be able to get an erection, that these things are cures. But for the people who don't want to have sex, and then you give them a shot, it just increases their stress.
So low testosterone doesn't necessarily, from what I'm understanding from you, have to be treated. It's not like breast cancer. It has to be treated. You've got to go for chemo.
Correct.
You got it. So it's like prostate cancer. You know, a lot of people die with prostate cancer, like you say, all the time.
Right. And low testosterone, that, you know, we don't really know how many men are walking around with so-called low testosterone who are functioning fine, have no symptoms, and they're living their life and doing well. So many men have that. To the same interest, the symptoms of low testosterone, more importantly, the symptoms attributed to low testosterone, are also the symptoms of many other problems. So it's not a cure-all. It's not something, oh, you're going to come in and I feel weak and I think like that, we're going to give you a testosterone, and that's going to just make you feel better. It doesn't work for everybody. It works for some, and it is certainly in the diagnosis, and it's something that we work on to find out if this is the right thing. But it's not magic. And so if you come in and you weigh 400 pounds and your diabetes is out of control and you've got sleep apnea, I'm not going to give you testosterone and you're going to feel like you're 20 again. You need to lose your weight. You need to get sleeping better. You need to get your diabetes under control. The testosterone may help with those things, but it's going to take effort on your part.
What are some of the options if people do have low testosterone, or low T is what we're talking about during the first half hour, to get treatment? Is it done orally? Is it done via shots? What type of treatments are there? Is it done intravenously? What type of treatments are there?
Pills don't usually work for this. So you can't really take steroids, and testosterone is the ultimate steroid, and you can't really take them by mouth because your body breaks them down. So you have to get them injected or absorbed. So testosterone comes in many different forms. The most common form is a cream you put on, and you do it once a day. The nice thing about that is normally your testicles make testosterone constantly, and so you have a nice steady level of testosterone that's going through your body. If you get the creams once a day, it comes in. Now, on the creams, there's the big warning that says don't let your wife touch you. Make sure of all those kind of things so you don't have that problem. So we can't. So you have to check those things to be sure of that.
Why? What would happen if your wife touched you?
So your wife can get all the symptoms of testosterone. She can grow hair.
Really?
She can have one thing that testosterone in women tends to increase their sexual desire. So it might not be all bad, but she's got a beard. So I'm not sure that's exactly what you want.
See, I see an opportunity. I see an opportunity. We need to create a testosterone that we could give to women where they don't grow beards or they get dead squat Volkswagens.
Okay? Yeah. So, yeah.
Just saying. I'm a marketing guy.
We're working on part of it, yeah.
Just saying, because that would be, you know, guys would be slipping that in their wife's dinners all night long, right? Okay, I'm just coming up with an idea here, doctor.
So we'll call that the Hochberg.
That's the Hochberg method. Creams.
You got a cream, okay? You can give yourself a shot. The problem with the shots are you get a very high level, and then it comes down quickly, so you don't get this nice steady level. So you feel great for 1 week, and then you're off for another week, and so you have to give it either very frequently. The nice thing about the shots, it's the cheapest way to give it, but you have to give the shots. The latest method are these little pellets, which you come in, and I inject them underneath your skin. And when I inject them under the skin, they sit there for like 6 months, and then the medicine is released over a time factor to allow the testosterone to really keep this steady level. It's a very small procedure. It takes about 10 minutes. I did one this morning, and it's, you know, you come in, you do it, and then you go out, and you're good for another 6 months.
Where do you embed it in the body?
In the hip, and, you know, in the hip buttocks area, just underneath the skin there.
And how does the time-release capsules know to release?
You know, that's some scientist guy's job.
Wow.
I just put them in. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this about the creams. Do you have to put the creams on your testicles, or do you put your cream anywhere?
On your arms.
On your arms.
Yeah.
Is there a set amount that you put,
yeah,
go in and
we
get?
Give you a, we give you a dose to give, and some people need a higher dose to achieve a adequate level or otherwise.
Oh, so are these individually packeted, or are they?
They come in both individual packets. So some people give one packet a day. There's also a multi-dose pump where you use two pumps a day or things like that.
Interesting. Okay, is this something similar to what Barry Bonds used?
Exactly.
To, really?
Yep.
Okay, that's never heard of that. All right. So, and so, you know, some of the side effects, we obviously we talked about,
so
women getting a hold of it with, you know, growing beards and having wanting to have more sex with a beard.
And if your wife is pregnant, testosterone can affect your babies, especially it can cause some significant defects for daughters or for male babies, so you want to be real careful around pregnant women with that. But more importantly, for men, it can cause you to make red blood cells. And too much red blood cells can cause you to have strokes and things like that. So this is a very serious problem where you need to follow people with this to make sure that if you're giving them testosterone, you're not giving them too much so that they end up having a stroke.
So do they come back into your office at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital to take periodic blood tests, or how
Absolutely.
Do you monitor that?
Absolutely. They get blood tests, they get monitored, and then we follow them to see, do they need more testosterone? Where are you going to do this? Now, the other factor is that one of the great things that testosterone therapy has done is it has actually been shown to help people lose weight, help them, and one of the biggest problems we have now is diabetes caused by obesity. If you take the diabetes caused by obesity, you lose weight, you may not need as much glucose medicine, as much medicine for your diabetes. So we also look at your diabetes to make sure that they're appropriate levels so that we're not over-treating you from that standpoint.
What percentage of your patients have difficulties with this treatment?
So,
With the testosterone treatment.
Oh, 5%.
Seriously?
It's not a huge amount, but it's enough where you got to be real careful. And, you know, you take a 30-year-old guy who was just feeling poorly and things like that, he has a stroke, it's devastating.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's from an entirely optional treatment. As we talked about before, you don't need to be treated for low testosterone. So if you're going to be treated, make sure you're being treated in a place they're going to watch you closely so that you don't get a severe complication.
How do you correct high red blood cells? I mean, if somebody comes in and the red blood, and they're part of the 5% that spikes, obviously stop putting the cream on, I would have to think, or taking
first.
The shots.
Right.
And then what do you do to water the red blood cells down?
So if it's way too high, we send you down and we actually take blood out of you. So we actually just withdraw the blood. If it's not too bad, then we just stop it and your body will get rid of them. You make the testosterone turns on the device that makes more red cells. So if you stop that and your body uses up red cells fairly rapidly, so we just let it drift down and then you'll go back to normal.
So there's nothing to be concerned about. There is a quick fix.
Correct. There is a quick fix, but what you don't want to do is not know it and then keep making more and more until you have so much blood that you get the stroke from it sludging in your brain.
Oh, great. Okay. So 312-521-8600. Learning and talking about all about low T, low testosterone levels in the male body. You're listening to the Men's Total Health Show with Dr. Michael McGuire, Chief Urologist at North Shore University Health Systems. And you are broadcasting right now from the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital in Glenview, Illinois. Coming back out of the show, Doc, we're going to change subjects a little bit. We're going to change We're going to change speeds here and go from low testosterone to premature ejaculations. That was my CB handle back in the 70s, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know that.
If we don't come back with Convoy, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, well, you see, Brian wasn't even born when Smokey and the Bandit 1, 2, or 6 came out.
Yeah, he doesn't know what a CB radio
is. He doesn't know what a Trans Am is, for God's sakes. 312-521-8600. 312-521. He's Googling it right now. 312-521-8600. That's when, what's her name, was hot. Sally.
Sally Fuel. You know,
312-521-8600. Men's Total Health. She'll be right back. That's right, good buddy. This is David Hochberg. This is Prima Ejaculation here. How's your 20? We got you listening to the Men's Total Health Show. And that was the song, but that wasn't the song to the Smokey and the Bandit, Brian. That was a good
catch. That was Convoy. That was CB Radio. That right. was good old CW McCall.
There you go. Okay, Doctor.
But Eastbound and Down. Now we're talking. That's
Eastbound and Down, rolling up and trucking. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's get some Coors beer to the party.
Exactly.
Right? 312-521-8600 as we digress to our childhood. 312-521-8600. Is the phone and text line. We're talking with the chief urologist of North Shore University Health Systems, Dr. Michael McGuire. Doctor, what's your number if people want to set up an appointment to get their testosterone checked with you?
847-503-3000.
847-503-3000. I've been to that facility, Dr. McGuire's office, at least two, maybe three times, and it's a brand new building, less than what, 4 or 5 years old, Doc?
Oh, yeah. It's 3 years old. It's beautiful. It's brand new. It's shiny. It's everything you'd ever want.
Yeah, it's like a brand new toy for Hanukkah or Christmas. So 312-521-8600. Go to our website, WGN.FM. Download a podcast of this show at about 3:34. Now, let's put a little pressure on Brian here. Let's say 3:30 today. If not, give him an extra half hour, 4 o'clock. The show will be up and running for your podcast pleasure. Please consider downloading it and been not only listening to it, but forwarding to your friends and family, coworkers and neighbors who might be having low testosterone concerns and challenges, if you will, and also premature ejaculation. Like I said, happens to a lot of men. What percentage of your patients, Doc, that come to you on a monthly basis are experiencing this painful, it's not even a disease, it's a painful event?
It, you know, it's 5%. It's basically an overactive nervous system where you're extremely sensitive to the experience. And what it does is it makes men not be able to last long enough to please their partners. And it causes a lot of anxiety in itself.
And how do you treat something like that?
Well, so if you go to one of these storefront facilities, they talk about options for this. And one of the options they talk about is injections. So I'm going to give you a penis that stays hard for an hour, regardless of whether you have an orgasm or regardless of anything there. And so you've got a hard penis and you may have really achieved release, but your penis is still hard. Well, that's really not treating the disease. That's just giving you an erection. That's, you know, no more than giving you something foreign to your body that's not there. So we start with talking about there are many options, and there are things such as anesthetic agents that you can put on your penis so it's not quite so sensitive. And you can get this over-the-counter, things like chloraseptic. But there are
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
So basically,
chloraseptic in your mouth for sore throat.
Right. And chloraseptic is just an anesthetic agent. It takes away the pain by numbing the nerves. And one of the things is that men who have premature ejaculation tend to have overly sensitive penises. All right. And so by making the penis less sensitive by spraying it, and there are fancy gels that we have and things like that, but the traditional one is going to spray your penis with chloraseptic. It makes it more, it a little less sensitive. And so for many men, that makes them last longer.
Really?
Yeah.
I will never be able to look at chloraseptic the same ever again. Because if I see a guy in line with the bottle of chloraseptic on the pumps, you know how they got the pump spray.
Yeah.
I'm going to be thinking: does the guy have a sore throat, or is his or is his penis sensitive? And there's different flavors. I mean,
that's up to you.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
You can do whatever flavor you wish.
Oh my God. Okay, so I never knew this. So it's treated? You do over the counter stuff, chloraseptic.
Right, or there are the medicines that have been, so a lot of the medicines, the antidepressants like Prozac, Proscar, the things like that, were originally designed for antidepressants, and they work really well for those things. But one of the things that they found is they also delay ejaculation. And you can take men who were able to have sex for 30 seconds, and by giving them this, they can last 5-10 minutes. And so this is by taking a pill once a day, usually with minimal side effects, and it can significantly increase their quality of life. And there's no question that if you look forward to sex with dread, it can make you depressed, and this can help these men significantly. And it's a normal process. It's not you give yourself a shot, you've got a hard penis, the penis stays hard forever. This allows you to get the sensation, the desire. Men have sex, they reach an orgasm, it goes down the way it always has, and it just gives them a longer period between desire and reaching orgasm. And so for many men, this is the best form of treatment for this.
So it's an antidepressant for your penis.
Right. And for people who have no psychological problems, we rarely see any side effects of taking these pills.
Okay, and what are some of the side effects that you would see for the other people that do have side effects?
What I always tell people is that if in depressed teenagers who you gave these antidepressants to, that they showed they have more energy, and there was an increased risk of suicide in depressed people who took the medicine and then got some energy, but they were still depressed, and so they committed suicide. There's never been any case of that shown in men with premature ejaculation.
Okay, so what about side effects of the treatment?
So the other thing is, it can make it so that sex is, if we go with too high a dose, there are men who can't achieve orgasm, so that they can go 30, 45 minutes, 2 hours, and they don't do that. So we have to titrate the dose, starting at a low dose. Takes a while to build up a dose, and then we go from there. And then the classic, one of the classic side effects of the antidepressant medicines, if you take them for a long time, can be weight gain. So I always tell people to be careful about that.
See, and there's some people listening going, man, 2 hours would be great. You know, it gets like after, it's like, you know, where's the remote already? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, let's get this over with. And
and there's something good on TV.
Yeah, let's check out the hockey game. You know, it was 3-0 when they, you know, when we started. Maybe it's 5-0. And, you know, they shut out the Habs last night. 312-521-8600. How old are you, Brian? He has no idea what we're talking about, Doctor. 24. You remember you were 24? He's like, you know, he's probably sitting going, man, I can't believe all these guys have problems with their penis like this. I'm like, dude, just wait. Okay? Right, Doc?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, if Brian's, you know, good enough, he can come and spend his life working with me, you know, and we
there
can help
go.
All you poor men.
We could set up a radio studio in the hall, and you could watch Doctor. You could put a microphone on Dr. McGuire as he's giving people prostate exams, and hear the bedside manner. Bend over, relax. It's only take a couple of minutes. 312-521-8600. Listen to the Men's Total Health Show on WGN.FM. With me is the chief urologist at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital, the chief urologist of North Shore University Health Systems. You can call Dr. McGuire and his fine staff of urologists at 847-503-3000, 847-503-3000. Phone lines are open. 312-521-8600 is the phone and the text line. All right, so now we're going to talk about erectile dysfunction. And we have low T. And what's the difference between low T and erectile dysfunction?
Okay, so you need testosterone, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Testosterone is one of the things that help many men get in the right mood. And one of the things that we've always looked for men, erectile dysfunction is you can't get an erection, all right? So for some men, if you have erectile dysfunction and you have low testosterone, if you give them testosterone, 50% of them will get erections, but 50% won't. So even if you get low T and replace it, it doesn't necessarily mean your erections are going to get better. So that's why it's important that you go to a facility that there are facilities that specialize only in taking care of your low testosterone. If your low testosterone replacement doesn't help with the erections, you still have further treatment which needs to be done, and that's where urologists stand by, because I take care of both of those issues.
And what are the other treatments?
So if there are the classic options, the Cialis, the Viagra, the Levitra of the world, okay, and those work in many men. And it has been shown that if you give a man with low testosterone, who also has ED, you give him Cialis or Viagra, you give them the pills, and they get good erectile function. Many of them don't want any treatment for their low testosterone, for the other things that we think about with low testosterone. Getting an erection cures the fatigue, all those kind of things. So low T is, in many ways, just a number. You can have a low T, and not, as we said, not everybody with a low T needs treatment. So if you're really walking in the door complaining of, my real complaint is I just can't get an erection, and if I can give you Cialis, which will give you an erection, I don't need to worry about the low T. One more thing that we haven't mentioned at all about low T is testosterone is involved in the development of prostate cancer. And it's controversial. We have always worried about giving men testosterone that it may make prostate cancer grow more quickly.
Why?
Just because testosterone is kind of the food that prostate cancer eats. And we know that if we take away the testosterone, prostate cancer grows at a slower rate. And for years, we've been afraid to give testosterone to men with prostate cancer, that we would make it grow more quickly. So this has always been something we've been very concerned about. We're learning more and more, and we are much more likely to give testosterone now to somebody with elevated PSAs or with prostate cancer, because we don't think that it is nearly the stimulant that we thought it was. But it's always something that you got to put in the back of your mind, and you want to make sure that you're seeing somebody who knows about prostate cancer in addition to giving you the testosterone.
Are these treatments done prophylactically? Is that the right word? Orally? Is that through injection? Is that the right word? Prophylactically or prophylactically?
Prophylactically means preventatively. Orally.
Orally means through the mouth.
Through the mouth. Yeah. Okay. Per us.
All right.
Yeah.
So is it done? Again, I'm still trying to manage sixth grade English here. So are you? Yeah. So is it taken? Are you taking it through the through pills, or are you taking it through injections?
So this is for the erectile dysfunction. The 60% of people across the board who walk in respond to the pills. All right. And then the other 40% don't, but we still have options for them. And that gets into the injections that we talked about before. And we talked about that the injections work. They give you a great quality of erection, but the problem is it can be too good that lasts too long. There's a vacuum pump you put on the outside of the penis, draws blood into the penis, and you put a little rubber band around the base of the penis. Your penis stays hard until you release that rubber band. Lastly, there's the medicine you put down the hole in the penis. These are all options for the man who gets an erection and doesn't respond. The injections, as we talked about a little bit earlier in today's show, the cost is highly variable. It depends where you get it, depends on your insurances, and it's something you can shop around. There are many different pharmacies which make the medicine for us. And so that in the long run, it can be significantly cheaper to give yourself a shot than it can be to take the Cialis of the world just based on how expensive those things are.
Is there anything to worry about that ABC pharmaceutical company made it and their price is $5 a shot and XYZ pharmaceutical company produced it and theirs is $8 a shot? Is there anything to be concerned about if it's basically the same type of medicine?
Right, not really. And one of the things is that I don't know if you remember, but about a year ago, there was a problem where some steroids were made in these are called compounding pharmacies, meaning they make it up, and they have a very stringent criteria of being sterile and safe and things like that. Well, the government cracked down on them about 2 years ago, and it's even more safe. So these are very reliable pharmacies, and we have a long track record of working with several of them. So it's well worth it to shop around to find this, and you don't need the proprietary methods that people would charge you to make an extra dollar off you.
Should you be concerned if I guess I should phrase it like this. If a consumer comes in and wants to know about the different types of medicines available for the shots,
correct,
where can they go to get that online? I mean, what's a realistic and a good source? What's the word I'm trying to look for here?
So you're looking for a reliable
source. Thank you.
So I would start with WebMD.
Okay.
It's the first place. And what we usually start out is there is something called, the first is prostaglandin, all right? So this is a medicine that you use. And then sometimes we need to add a second agent or a third agent to it to do this. And there are medicines companies that they sell it pre-mixed in a syringe for you to use for your own use. And a very common one of this is called Edex, E-D-E-X. And this is a very typical company that works well with this. And for people that need the simplest medicine, they give a shot. It works. This is great. But then you can go on to some people need two agents in the injection. Some people need three. Some people need four. We have to vary certain things and how they the dosages of the four different medicines in there. But this is one of the things that why we have an expert at my facility, Dr. Jeff Albaugh, who has been on this show before, who is one of the world's experts on these injections. And we have you come into the office and teach you about this, show you how to take care of the medicine, how to give yourself the shot safely, what to do, when to call us, how to get a hold of us. And so this is something that there's always a board-certified urologist around if you should ever have complications so that we can fix it for you. But it is a tried and true method, works great, and it is something that the people who do it, once they get used to it, are very, very, very pleased with the methodology.
What are some of the risks of the shots? Because I am terrified of giving myself a shot. Just being honest with you, it scares the crap out of me.
The first is the psychological aspects of giving you a shot. So we find that people with diabetes who give themselves insulin shots every day love this. They're like, okay, I just another shot. No big deal. I can do that. There is, you inject it directly into the side of the penis. All right?
Hello.
And so where this goes in, there's always the risk of scar tissue. So we tell you to vary from side to side, more towards the top, more towards the bottom, so you don't keep shooting it exactly in the same spot, because the penis needs to get longer and wider. And if you keep injecting the same spot, you could get scar tissue, and then the penis curves. So we don't want you to do that. And then there's the four-hour erection is the biggest problem with this. But for most people, it works great. We start out at a low dose and work our way up so that it can be effective, and you never get the four-hour erection.
I couldn't see doing that. And I'll do, I hope I never have that problem. I just couldn't see putting a needle in my body to begin with, and let alone put it in my private parts down there.
And it's not for everybody. There's no question it's not for everybody, but it is an option. And, there are many things that we would do if we couldn't get erections that we might find not nearly as objectionable.
312-521-8600, phone and text line. You are listening to Dr. Michael McGuire, Chief Urologist at North Shore University Health Systems, broadcasting from the recently built state-of-the-art facility, the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital in Glenview, Illinois, off of Finkston and Landwehr Roads, just north of, is that Lake? That's Lake, right?
Correct.
Yeah, just north of Lake between Finkston and Landwehr in Glenview, Illinois. If you want to get to the facility, you could take 294 to Willow East to Landwehr, turn right and head down about a couple of miles on the left-hand side of the road. There is a facility, brand new facility. Go see Dr. McGuire. Give him a call, 847-503-3000. 847-503-3000. You've been listening to the Men's Total Health Show. Doc, we have about 2 minutes left. You want to give us some penis words of wisdom before we head over to Gary Meyer?
For his penis words of wisdom. But anyway, so the reality is men's total health involves much more than just getting an erection. It involves much more than I have low energy and I need testosterone replacement. So you need to go to a medical center for your care. You need to see physicians who are board certified, who are specialists in your urologic care, who work closely with other internists and endocrinologists and all other aspects of medicine, so that if these are symptoms of other problems, as we've talked about before, erectile dysfunction is often the presenting sign of heart disease. We need to have somebody here so that we can talk to you about your heart disease and get you to see the right person for that, so that this is not something that is really something you should deal with at a storefront. You can go in, you can get your shot, and they can treat you and things like that, but that's not really best for your medicine. Take the time, go see a real doctor in a medical facility who's going to look at all aspects of your health so that you can come out a better person, not only sexually, physically, but overall medically healthier, and so that you enjoy your life better.
If you want a Subway sandwich or pick up your dry cleaning, stop off at the strip mall. If you want to make sure your balls are in the right hands and getting the right treatment, call Dr. McGuire, Chief Urologist at North Shore University Health Systems, 847-503-3000, 847-503-3000. Doc, we'll see you next Wednesday, buddy.
Talk to you.